It is time for the Jason E. Jones podcast, wherever you are, whenever you are, whoever you are. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. So many episodes out there, so many great things that we're doing. And remember, we are sponsored by Jim Swafford, Weichert Realtors SEM Associates. Jim's going to get me. I usually mess that up. But we are sponsored by Jim Swafford Realty, Weichert SEM Realtors Associates. Just remember, if you're looking for realty, home, business, whatever, we'll have more about Jim at the end of the show. Today, we have a little different kind of a guest. We've been doing the coaches, basketball, football, all kinds of different stuff. We have the Jason Fitzgerald Show, head coach of the Meigs County Tigers. And today, though, we're going to interview a player. It is senior Luke Pendergrass. Luke, you're a linebacker and a running back, correct?
Yes, sir.
And welcome to the podcast.
It's nice to be on here.
Absolutely. Luke, you've been with, you're a senior. What was it like coming to Meigs County, and what's so special about Meigs County?
You know, Meigs County, it's always filled with love. And, you know, the atmosphere here for a high school games, it's just, it's unbelievable. You know, it almost feels like you're playing out of college already when you come in here as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got just fans and everybody screaming. They got the cowbells ringing. You know, it's just, it's insane. And also, another big thing is they're very religious people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's followers of God, fears God.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the type of people you want to be around, is people who love you. And also want to just make you a better person at the end of the day, too.
I agree with that one. That is absolutely fantastic. You came in your freshman year, would have been 2018 or 19?
19.
Okay, so 19. So you came in as a freshman at the pinnacle. They've had success years ago, but really the pinnacle of the program right now, I mean – you had that year, Aaron Swafford. Let's see, the year before, Aaron Swafford had won the Mr. Football. You had so many things going on. Logan Carroll. Cameron Huckabee. I hate to leave anybody out. Ben Smith. As I continue to go down the line. But so many, so much talent, and so many great players. Malachi Hayden.
He's a big one.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I know I'll miss somebody, but you know, what did that feel like coming in as a freshman into Coach Fitzgerald has positioned this program to a level it's never, honestly, never seen for this extended amount of time.
Well, really, it was they were some of the best role models that anybody could have asked for, really, because, I mean, they had it all laid out. You know, they taught you the ways on how to get better, what you need to do right, and, you know, just how to come off the bus, get ready to knock some heads, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just always sharing the mindset of a champion, you know.
And,
so that's always good.
And wherever you do go to college, and we'll talk about that here in a second, You're gonna do the same thing with the youngsters that are coming through as well, right?
Yes, sir.
And you have. You've taught. I got to tell you, the other night I was tickled and almost got thrown out of the press box. But Lucas Hughes to get a sack, and I mean, he didn't just get a little sack. He got a big sack.
Uh-huh.
And What does that mean to a senior to see a freshman step up like that? And, I mean, also, we'll talk about Tough Ricker. Tough Ricker's just on another level. But what does that mean when you get a Lucas Hughes, a player that is just busting his tail and gets noticed and gets playing time?
Oh, it's great. It's because he's going to be the future of the program, you know, and it's good to just see people like him and Tough, you know, getting them reps and just – it's going to keep the legacy alive of Meigs County, you know, as long as possible. And his dad, his dad's one of the best people I've ever met, honestly. He's a really good guy, too. And it's just good to see him and Lucas getting out there on the field and I'd say he's one proud dad.
With that being said, Tough Ricker is definitely not your average, nowhere near average, freshman. Plays like a junior or a senior out there.
Mm-hmm. He's unbelievably athletic.
He really is. What have you seen from him? Because he plays the wide out. He can play running back. He play punter. He just does so many different things. Being next to him with running backs and linebackers and things like that, what do you notice from a player like that, that you as a senior? And the reason I'm talking about this is this shows your ability to be able to build people up, not just you, but you've helped in developing these young players.
You know, it always makes me feel good. And, you know, some of it's on him and his big brother, Hunter Brown, too. I mean, they've always worked. He's always been in the weight room early.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows how athletic he is, and he can play all over the field.
Right. We're talking with Luke Pendergrass, running back, linebacker, class of 2023. Luke is wanting to, wherever he goes to school, he's wanting to go and major in education. He wants to be able to help people, and it sounds like you're doing that on the football field, Luke.
Yes, sir.
Luke, again, you come in 2019 as a freshman into the cupboard is not bare. What does that feel like when you get to go on the road and represent the MC of Meigs County?
It's pretty good, you know, because you always got – it kind of gives you the villain mindset. You know, everybody's in against you, and it's just good to prove people wrong day by day, just to let them know how good you really are.
Mm-hmm. Luke, what right now as far as what you bring to the table and your stats and everything go – how do you feel when you run the ball? You're pretty comfortable as a running back?
Oh, yes, sir. It's just our linemen do a really great job of getting off the ball, and as soon as they get off the ball, I mean, you can most of the time just see holes left and right which way to go.
Mm.
And, I mean, that's why – I mean, we're constantly just getting, you know, 6-7 yards every carry.
Right.
And that's a lot of that is due to the linemen. You know, without them, you can't go nowhere. So they really get off the ball well.
They really do. Now – As a running back coming out of the backfield down in the flats, running a wheel route or things like that, you feel comfortable being able to catch the ball out of the backfield?
Oh, yes, sir. I've always grew up, me and my dad, we'd go in the field, you know, and he'd just throw football to me for hours on, like, Saturdays when we're watching college football and stuff. And, you know, we just have the whole family go outside and throw some football. So I've always caught the football.
There's a lot of fathers that are supportive out there, but Vince Pendergrass takes it to another level in a good way. He's such a supportive role model and a father in your life.
Yes, sir.
You've also got a brother. We talked just a little bit about Nolan Pendergrass. What's it like to have a brother that played football? I think you shared the same field, didn't you, for 1 year?
Yes, sir. He was on the field the same time as me.
What did that feel like to have a brother on the football field with you to be on the same field?
Oh, it was amazing. Because, you know, when you grow up and you're playing Little League, you know, he's always the division that's about two age groups ahead of you and stuff. So it's always – you always kind of looked up to him.
Yeah.
And then to finally get to play with him, I mean, that's just a – it's really a undescribable type of feeling, you know.
Yeah.
But it's always great. And, you know, he helps me out in a lot of stuff. Because he's a math wizard.
I can tell he's smart.
He's 31 on the math ACT. Right. And anytime I need help with a problem, you know, he don't complain. He always just comes over and helps me.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always helping.
He's currently, I believe, is he a sophomore at UTC, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga?
He is a junior.
He's a junior.
Sure.
Okay, gotcha. So he's a junior, and having a brother that is right there available to ask questions about life, to ask questions about just different things. That's a great thing to have.
Oh, yeah.
Luke, let's talk a little bit about the linebacker position. 1 second, bud. All right. As a linebacker, Luke, what's it feel like to be able to get back there and kind of look over the field and What do you bring to the table as a linebacker?
Well, as soon as our D linemen get off the ball, I can just somehow see the holes and, like, kind of see where I'm going to fit. And, you know, you always got to trust your other teammates, too, your outside linebackers and the guys outside of you. That, you got to be, like, the cutback guy if you're the cutback guy. And then also sometimes you just got to be the man to step up and make the tackle. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's just, you know, trusting that your teammates will do their job and that you know that they got your back, too. So you just – and when it's the time to step up, you got to step up.
Now, at a small school like a 2A, you're in class 2A, you have to be ready to play any position. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
In fact, Jason Fitzgerald has no problem putting any one of his players at really any position.
No, he'll just put – I mean, honestly, he'll put you anywhere. You got to know – you got to know about everywhere on the field when you're playing with Coach Fitz. And that's a really good thing, too, because it shows you can play anywhere on the field.
Could you see Tater, Brady Burnett, or Joe Scott playing corner?
Oh, well, we do give it to Tater there at the end when we're in our warm-ups for the game. So maybe, you never know.
Tater, the shutdown corner. And Joe Scott over there playing cornerback. That would be, well, I'll tell you what, that'd be something to see. And for the people that aren't aware, Joe's a big'un. He's a big old boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's and that's the thing too about it is, you know, we're doing an interview with you, but life isn't perfect. There's going to be a few people here and there, but overall, such a good group of guys and young men and people that you're surrounded by with Meigs County High School Athletics.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean to you when you're just around really good people?
You know, anytime you're around people, it's going to rub off on you on either a good way or a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
In Meigs County, they're definitely a positive influence all the way around.
Definitely. Now, Luke, right now, you're looking at, I've got Carson Newman in Tennessee, Tusculum just down the road from Carson Newman. In fact, they're big rivals. You have Birmingham Southern. You've been to visits to Tennessee, the University of Tennessee, and Louisiana State University. Tell everybody, again, you want to be in education. You want to help people. Tell everybody, wherever you go, what an addition and what you will bring to their campus and their school.
You know, I just want to make sure that we never get satisfied in anything that we do. So if you make one good grade in school, to make sure and study for that next test that's coming up and make a good grade in it too. And then also on the football field, to where if something ain't going your way, that just make sure you never quit and just make sure everybody's giving their all 100% of the time.
Well, Luke, I tell you what, man, it sounds like whoever does get you as, and they are getting a great student and a great person, I can tell you that much. Luke, whoever does get you, I think it's going to be a pro and a pro. They're going to get somebody that represents their community and their school the right way and their athletic department. And you're going to get a great education and be able to take that first step into going towards whatever field that you're wanting to be in.
Yes, sir.
Luke, I tell you, I appreciate you, and good luck this season. Right now, Meigs County sitting at 5-2, 2-1 in region play. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir.
I should be. I'm the voice of the Meigs County Tigers. But we appreciate you, man. Stay on the line. That was Luke Pendergrass, senior, Meigs County High School, two-time all-region, all-state linebacker, running back. And that's not just something to look at, folks. Definitely, he's got all the tools to, if you're listening to us right now, at Birmingham Southern, Carson Newman, Tuscum, wherever, he's definitely the addition that you would want at your respective institutions. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Again, thank you, Luke. Appreciate you and your family, and go Tigers this season.
Sure.
We'll talk to everybody next time. Remember, tons of episodes just like this out there with coaches, basketball, football, special interest stories, lots of different things. Everybody have a great day and go USA. And remember, we're sponsored by Jim Swofford, Weichert Realtors SEM Associates. Check him out for all your needs with realty, business, home, what have you. Jim Swofford Realty. We'll talk to everybody next time on the Jason E. Jones Show podcast. Have a great day.